This is Marketplace. I'm David Gura, in for Kai Ryssdal. We think of business hours, a normal workday, as 9 to 5, but a good chunk of the U.S. workforce punches in or out during non-traditional hours. There's the night shift, the swing shift, some people work mornings. For Americans who work a non-traditional shift who have kids, finding off-hours daycare can be a huge challenge. 24/7 daycares are not easy to find. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains why.
Adrian Caldwell's childcare situation just got a little trickier. She's a doula and massage therapist who also teaches her craft at a college in Minneapolis. And she used to bring her young kids with her to night class when she couldn't line up a sitter. But she probably won't again after last time when her three-year-old son got a little too chatty with the students.
He just climbed up on one of the older ladies' laps and was like, "I like pirates. Do you like pirates?"
For the record, her son Bodie really does like pirates, especially the cartoon character Jake the Pirate.
Jake lives in the movie, and he lives in my jammies.
Caldwell's husband also works evenings at his retail job, and few daycares in their area could accommodate their schedules. So Adrian Caldwell says they often struggle to line up help from babysitters, family, and friends. Research out of the University of Maryland suggests about a fifth of the American workforce does most of its work outside the usual 9 to 5. But it can be hard for daycares to operate during non-traditional hours, like overnight.
They need to staff their organization.
Julia Henley is an expert in public policy and social work at the University of Chicago.
They need to make sure that their child-teacher ratio stays within what is healthy and safe and good for kids.
But staffing that comprehensively can be expensive, and demand for round-the-clock daycare might only exist in pockets of the economy. Heidi Hagel-Braid supports childcare businesses through an organization called First Children's Finance. She says some of the most successful 24/7 operations target those pockets.
Maybe there is a large Latino population working at some sort of processing plant, or there is a Somali community who is employed in the same type of work that is, shift work or extended hours.
Hagel-Braid says nonprofits also stand a better chance of running round-the-clock daycares. They can tap outside funding sources like grants to survive.
And so this one is the preschool program. And then in the evening time, it will be adjusted to a sleeping area.
Victoria Carpe is on the board of the Legacy Family Center. The nonprofit hopes to open a 24/7 daycare in a Minneapolis suburb later this year. Carpe, who's a social worker, has a personal drive to help families find reliable care. When her boys were younger, she often worked graveyard shifts. And if her husband's work schedule changed unexpectedly, they'd be in a bind.
So then I didn't have anywhere to put my kids.
But Carpe acknowledges it would be tough for a center to accommodate clients with really unpredictable or variable work hours. And Julia Henley at the University of Chicago says as much as 40% of young hourly workers get their schedules a week or less in advance.
Thank you. Oops. Yeah, we'll get a spoon.
That means some workers, like Adrian Caldwell, may never find a daycare that fully meets their needs. Caldwell's work as a doula, helping to deliver babies, is utterly unpredictable. She never knows when she'll get the call.
Sell stuff.
Oh, maybe it's a baby. Sorry.
And have to scramble yet again to find someone to watch her own kids while she guides new ones into the world. In Minneapolis, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.